We wanted to hear what Americans across the country think of today's Nobel news, so we sent reporters out in Alabama, Ohio, Nebraska, and Arizona, and here's what they heard.
It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure how good. I bet there's better candidates than Obama. I wouldn't be too upset about it, really, though.
I have a problem with a lot of things, and he's still given the award. I have a problem with it, the money that he's spending. I have a problem with the wars that we're in. I have a problem with the discourse among those who think, you know, what everybody thinks with the health care issues. There's a lot of unrest. I just think it's a little early on and to make a call like that.
I think it seems kind of fitting considering what the guy's done and is trying to do and a lot of his administrative decisions with foreign policy and whatnot. So, you know, we're fighting a number of wars and all that jazz, so he's obviously still supporting that. I think he's going to support it in a much more positive way than what our former president did, so I think that it seems fitting.
I just think he's new on the scene, and that doesn't mean that you can't make an impact in a short time, but I think there's been a lot of people plugging away for years that could have been acknowledged. I think he is just the fad for right now.
My first reaction was, is this a joke? Are you kidding? I was very shocked, and all these accomplishments that he has been trying to work towards or that he perceivedly has done weren't even in play.
I was confused at first. President Obama has said some very great things about promoting peace, but in a lot of ways, and it may be because simply of the practical problems he has to face, it seems like he hasn't done very much to move our troops out of Iraq or to promote peace in Afghanistan by getting our troops out of there. And so, yeah, I don't completely understand the decision.
That's Joseph Ray of Birmingham, Alabama. We also heard from Lisa Calzadilla of Tempe, Arizona, Ryan Adams of Athens, Ohio, Shelley Zamatero of Mesa, Arizona, Diane Heisman of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Josh Cooper of Dublin, Ohio.